From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Perhaps you've heard of granny flats. They're tiny secondary houses built on single-family home properties. Many communities have been considering them as a means of solving affordable housing problems. In Lake Worth Beach, a proposal to allow more granny flats has just been, well, flattened. WLRN intern Sophia Kai has this report.
City Commissioner Omari Hardy suggested allowing more residents to build extra dwellings on their property would keep housing affordable. He says the city wasn't quite ready for such a big change.
If tall buildings are going to be unpopular, and if small buildings are going to be unpopular too, then what really can happen in the city? I don't know. This is going to be quite a challenge going forward because we need tax base, we need more residents.
Residents like Katie McGivern worry adding more units on a property opens the door to parking problems, overcrowding, and crime.
My home was very expensive, and I just think single-family homes should be zoned single-family, and they should stay that way.
With limited space left for development, the city will have to figure out another way to accommodate its growing population. I'm Sophia Kai in Lake Worth.
The city of Coral Gables is moving forward with plans to annex a part of Miami-Dade County that borders the city. Inside this area is the Gables Trailer Park, which houses over 200 low-income, mostly elderly residents. Miguel Castro is a resident of the Trailer Park home.
No es tanto una anexión.
Castro says it's not just an annexation, but it will be a mass eviction if Miami-Dade County allows it to move forward. Coral Gables Mayor Raul Valdez-Fowley has previously advocated for closing the trailer park to create room for newer homes for younger people. A survey conducted by Coral Gables shows most people in the proposed annexation area are in favor of becoming part of the city. A public hearing about the annexation proposal is taking place in front of county officials this morning. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.